keep smiling, keep shining. If you want to support 93.3 CFMU and independent businesses, there's one sure way to do it. Get your hands on a Friends of CFMU card. For a donation of only $30, you get a card that gives you discounts at businesses all throughout the greater Hamilton area. Make sure you check out cfmu.ca and go down to the footer for more information. Use your card at The Ship, the Utterway Cheese Company, the Underground Copy and Design, or Vagabond Saints.
This boy is doing more than just playing a video game. He has entered another world. A world of danger, intrigue, and magic.
Us Radio,
with your host,
Yvonne
Kaiser, the Journey
Machine,
and...
Oh, add the whole mic on.
I'm sorry.
It's Yvonne Kaiser, and who do we have over here today?
The Sandman.
The Sandman. The assassin is on his way. He's just he's a little behind.
There's a few important things to do.
That's all.
Yep.
Yeah, all right, sounds good.
So, up some loose ends.
Oh, I think it might be him.
Oh, we got
come on up. In. Wow, amazing. All right.
That's pretty loud out there on that speaker.
Oh, really?
Nice. Beautiful. Oh. That's what we like.
Well, I guess.
We like boom.
Maybe turn. Come on. All right. I'm going to read a couple PSAs while you guys fiddle around. Hamilton Day, November 1st to 3rd, citywide. Join thousands of Hamiltonians and visitors for a weekend of shopping, dining, and entertainment across the city with over 1,000 participating shops, pop-up markets, tours, concerts, and more. It's the perfect time to experience and explore what Hamilton's small business community has to offer. Check out the Hamilton Day website to see just what's going on and where you can check out. I bet that's a fan happy we're back because it's been so long. But,
yes.
Boy, is something wrong with the feed? Is that why? I don't know. Same thing, let's go see what it is.
It sounds fine up there.
Oh, brother. All right, well, anyway. Sorry, because we are live on air, so we can't actually answer the phone. But, yeah, there's no way.
Yeah,
your mic was off that whole time?
Yeah. I didn't really talk much.
Maybe that's what they were calling about. All right, and then November 1st at 7 at Collective Arts Hamilton Hangover, join Collective Arts for a day after Halloween extravaganza. The 45 Selector will be spinning creepy sounds and rocking tunes all night long. Plus, live out your karaoke dreams with Hamilton's premier live karaoke group, The Approximators. Special flash will be available for tattoo artists Santi Inc. and Harangue Inc. on site. We'll also have a good old-fashioned costume contest with plenty of prizes. Yeah, whoever's calling, I hope, if it's an emergency, I don't know what that would be, though. I guess, call, let it ring 3 times, hang up, and call again. Otherwise, we can't answer, because we're on air. Okay? How's that? Okay. All right, boys. So, we were off last couple weeks, sorry about that.
We're
on air right now. And I was going through my wallet. Oh, please, Sandman.
No, don't take their red pill. Or
how much of an emergency could this
be? Wait, let's see. 1, 2.
I can't do it. My anxiety. I can't. Sandman, you're the operator.
3.
What, should you turn my mic off and then Sandman answer it here?
There's a 3.
There's 3.
I don't know. Okay. All right, Sandman, you better answer it.
What's wrong with me then?
Okay, you better answer it, brother. See what's going on.
Oh, brother.
Because, I don't know. That's scary. I'm scared. I'm a little freaked out. Okay.
Is it my heart?
No, there's a bomb under the desk.
Shot
all right, get it, Sam, man. Just keep it down.
I'll switch mics.
Yeah, turn your mic off. Yeah, you come over here. All right, we're getting it. Okay.
See what it is.
All right. If it's not an emergency, tell them we got to go. All right, and meanwhile, for other listeners, I found an old show in my wallet.
Oh, it's always good to hear Mr. McQuaid. Definitely.
All right. Well, that's fine. He gets a free pass every time.
Yeah, he's our fourth.
Yeah, that's true. So I found this old show in our in my wallet, so I thought we'll pick that back up. But before we do that,
and Kaiser's all over the place.
Oh,
Von Kaiser's all over the place.
So Assassin and I.
It's a board.
And Von Kaiser's all over the place.
Well, turn you down a bit.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, I appreciate it. No, we do appreciate that.
I knew it because I heard us booming in the hallway. It's I knew something was wrong. Yeah. What's happening here?
The levels are like on the board. Like I did.
I know.
I tried to adjust. No, we did. Maybe they fixed it.
It could be.
Okay. Thank you very much. Maybe we fix the board. So just put it where we expect it to be. All about that. All right, he's gonna do that. I was just gonna ask if has anyone in this room seen the Batman?
Wait. Okay. Hang on. So Sandman was booming.
No. You Assassin and I were low, and and Von Kaiser was all over the place.
Oh, turn me down. Yeah. Put me on the dot. Put me on the dot.
What? On the dot.
Yeah. Cause that's supposed to be just leave me there.
Yeah, that's what
it's
supposed to be.
It's just I, you know what I mean? I don't know what to say.
Four?
I'm three.
You're three. Yeah. You are on the dot.
Okay, leave me on the dot.
John McClane thanked us for calling Nakatomi Plaza.
Oh, I love it.
Well, whatever it is now, it is. Yeah.
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was just thinking about when he's on the phone with LA 911. John McClane's up in the tower.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, sir, this line is for emergencies only. And he's like, What the hell do you think I'm dealing with here?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, God. Yeah. And then you see the gunshots going on.
Has anyone seen the Batman? Have you seen it?
I haven't.
Have you seen the Batman?
I really haven't.
The Dark Knight
Batman? No, the Batman, the new
one. The new one. The new one.
You should.
I was going to, but I haven't had a chance. So
I know, but you're right.
I'm not a big fan of the Batman. I was just.
But a year
was a blip
ago when we talked about it, I said see it, and you said you would. So I was just checking in, and you haven't seen it yet.
Not yet. It's on my list. I'll eventually get there.
I will. You know what? And I will watch it as well. And when I do.
So honestly,
I will tell Von Kaiser. I will tell you.
So why don't you and Shannon 64 come over and we'll all watch?
Okay, that'd be fine. She
on DVD or something.
Because I was watching a thing today on the 89 Batman, and I was just thinking about everyone knows how much I like Batman. Right?
Yeah,
like Batman.
Yeah,
Batman.
Yeah.
And I guess I remember all the controversy when they cast Michael Keaton as Batman. Do you remember? It was actually on paper. Like, this is a joke. Yeah, there's going to be a joke. Mr. Mom is Batman. And I was thinking, though, like, it's even crazier that they gave Batman to Tim Burton. Like, Tim Burton did Batman.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was such a blockbuster. It was, like, such a huge... Mm-hmm. And they got Jack Nicholson. Like, it's kind of weird. The more I was thinking about it, it's like... Man, that was a weird idea, a weird movie.
You know the problem with Batman is, what I'll say this, is that there are too many iterations. I don't like the fact there's too many. Too many, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And when you change something all the time, what happens when you change something? That means there's something wrong, in general.
I'm listening.
It means there is a lack of confidence in the people representing the franchise, but at the same time, you cannot keep switching it, because people, humans are creatures of habit. They like continuity, and for me, there are so many different Batmans now.
Yeah,
it kind of makes it Mickey Mouse. You know what I'm saying?
Really, I'm shocked to hear this.
Because I like Batman was my favorite growing up.
Which one?
Batman, Batman, the superhero.
Oh, okay.
It was my favorite one growing up.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and then since then it hasn't because of
the utility belt. It was the utility.
Yeah, it was, and I had a little character, figure.
Yeah.
And the cowl came off with the cape.
Oh no way! Yeah.
It was a rubber, and it was just a little
the cowl.
The cowl with the cape.
I love the cowl.
So yeah, so I don't.
People should wear cowl.
I don't like the fact that they changed Batman.
See,
other figures maybe, like the characters in it, but Batman has to remain. Like, pick one, and as long as they're not brutal.
Oh yeah.
I know. It's just too many for me, and then it's hard to keep up. Like, which one was it?
Yeah.
I think that's my take.
Because I love it. I think, and I want more. I want more Batmans. I want more.
Oh,
Batman.
Wow.
I want multiple Batman around.
Now, why would you say that?
Reboot it, or
it's just every time I've seen a Batman movie, I've loved it, and there's I'm just waiting for more. Like, I don't know why. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? Like, 30, like, James Bonds's, like, where it's just every single Batman, it's always the same Batman?
You know what I'm trying to say? It takes away from the continuity in my eyes. If, yeah. if you make a totally different story,
well, you know what the problem
and change
is,
it up, then it's
the
okay.
The problem is but. In the books. The books, yep. the lore is already so messed up that mm-hmm. like, there's actually been more than one Batman, like, in the books. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. so screwy and weird now. Like, how many Robins have there been? And,
yeah.
you know, Batman died, he comes... Like, it's all weird yeah. and ridiculous. Yeah. Like, he had a flying pony in one. I don't know what the heck's going on. Right? Yeah. Like, it's just bizarre, right?
Yeah.
But for me, the movies, I can't get enough of them. Like, yeah. Batman 89, I loved it. Right?
Yeah.
I loved that. And I wish I had more of it. Like, mm-hmm. the rooftop punk fight scene is so good. Like, mm-hmm. when he's like, he comes down, and he yeah. just, like, floats down
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, who are you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Like, yes. I love that.
Yes. Yeah. yeah.
And then in Dark Knight, there's good moments like that. Yeah. yeah. Like, you know, at the party, then you're gonna love me. I love that
yeah.
Batman. I love that
yeah.
wolf.
Yeah.
Right. And that's two different Batman, but yeah. there I get to enjoy both. That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. I get to enjoy both. And then in the new one, when he comes out of the subway, and they're like, "Look at this guy. Get a load of him. What are you supposed to be?" And then he just stares. He's like, "I'm vengeance." I'm like, "Dang."
Yeah. yeah. The voice is good. The voice is good.
But do you want them? Do you want to keep yeah. rebooting them?
Yeah, make a movie.
Or well, just continue.
Well, they're making a new The Batman. So The Batman 2 is okay. going to be Joker instead yeah. of, I think, instead of Riddler.
Yeah.
But the Riddler as the first villain was amazing. But I was just thinking of how many Batman there are, and it's weird that you said that. But
yeah, yeah. No, for me,
because I couldn't pick a favorite now. I actually couldn't.
My favorite was the animated series.
Oh, see? And then like,
see what
I mean? I loved that. I couldn't get enough of that.
That was cool. The animated series, nice.
I even yeah. like the 66 TV show.
Yeah.
I actually
yeah.
do.
I can't stand it.
But Adam West?
I think it's hilarious for what it is.
Adam West?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's so over the top. It's supposed to be a spoof. It's a joke, right? Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. a lot of people are mad because it ruined Batman for them. But
well, that's
I think there's room for all the Batman.
No, but then that's...
Happy Batman, sad Batman.
Yeah,
all
yeah. Batman. But now you think of it with Joker, with Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
So that he was awesome. Like, that laugh, yeah. that patented laugh. And he's back in the next one, in part two. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, don't. It's a flop.
Oh, yeah. Well, haven't we talked about this?
No.
No, I have.
It's an absolute bomb.
They should have left it.
I thought we told him. I thought he knew.
I was excited.
It's a bomb. No, it's embarrassing.
Why was it? What was it? Was it
you guys are the big fans of musicals. Okay. No,
apparently it's an absolute, it's a disappointment.
But I mean,
like,
the first one was so good. It should have been a one-off.
I know.
It should have been a one-off,
guys. I'll tell you, the greatest thing about Batman is, the best thing about Batman was Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze!
Mr. Arnold Schwartz.
No, not that one.
Oh, Schwartz. Schwartz's on.
Remember they were doing that nice. Little song? I'm Mr. I'm Mr. Snow.
The Improviser.
Nice.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
I can't believe they put that in there. That's interesting. And then every line he had was cold related, but that movie sucked. No, that Batman I don't like.
That was the one with Uma Thurman and Jim Carrey.
The other ones, but you didn't like that one.
Come on!
I'm gonna watch it.
That one stinks.
I can watch all worse.
Batman and Robin. He pulls out his bat credit card, his bat American Express or whatever. What the hell is that?
You're the one that's talking about Batman on a surfboard.
And then, that's a great point. And then he creases. He's like, oh, let's get our bat skates. No, but the thing. Okay, you're right.
About Fetchka.
Okay, you're right. You're absolutely right. Here's the problem, though. That the 66 one, it was ironic, it was campy, it was funny, but it was bright and colorful. This was, I don't know what this was. It looked dark and gross. It looked awful. And then they're trying to make these little bat jokes. But also, they can't do that because, as Sandman was saying, this is a good point. Because
yeah.
that was supposed to be in the Michael Keaton Batman line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the first two were really gothic. Right, they're gothic, and then now he's cracking jokes.
Wow. Well, that's the thing. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
okay, yeah.
if you compare it also to, and I know Assassin that you really haven't watched a lot of it, but
there's we can have Batman that crack jokes and stuff.
But
they should have made a separate movie. Yeah, I agree, but not that movie in that line.
The thing is, it reminds me so much. It reminds me so much of Star Wars.
Star Wars.
When you make too many of them at once.
Okay, well, that's true.
Or Marvel.
That's true.
And you lose the time, and they're all different, and you lose, like, okay, so, oh, is this from this movie? Or, and then it all becomes one, and you can't distinguish. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it
all
becomes... I get it. This afternoon, I was reading, I have this one book. It's called Batman Year 100.
Yeah.
Frank Miller did one called Batman Year 1, where he kind of, like, did the origin story again. I think it's Frank Miller. But anyway, it's called Year 1. But this one was called Year 100. I talked about this on the show before, but he... Batman reappears in Gotham City in the year 2039. Like, but they're not sure, is it the original Batman? Is it a guy pretending to be Batman? But, like, this by 2039, the city's, like, totally... like, in the States, it's like a fascist country. There's no... Everyone has an ID. Gotham. They know everyone, right? But this guy, they say he's a W because he's unidentified and undocumented. So they don't know. He has no chips, nothing, right? And they're like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
And this guy is running across street tops, and the government's flipping out. They hate this. They don't want this guy around, right? But it's cool because they ask Commissioner Gordon, like, do you know about... I guess it's got to be his son or something because he's year 100. Mm-hmm. He's like, do you know anything about the Batman? He's like, I'll check our files, but I don't know anything about Batman, right? He's a legend. He was never real. And in one part, he goes to the files and he shows everything he has on Batman. And it's really neat because they say, here's the first sighting in 39, which is when the first book came out. And they say, it looks like he's hanging from a line. And it's actually the cover, but they made it look like a photo, but it's the cover of the first Batman book. And then they said, and then he... we didn't hear from him again until 66.
Okay.
And, and then they showed a photo. And then the guy's like, what is that, Bubbles? Because he was obviously, doing the Bat-2-C and stuff. But the art is, like, amazing. Like, it looks like it's not, it's really muted tone stuff. And he said, then he showed up in 84, and that was The Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller. And they said, and it looks like he's having a Commissioner Yindle, because that's who it was. And that's when he had that 13-year-old girl as Robin. And then he came out of retirement for that one. And then they show, like, these are all the actual Batman.
And you know, I like that, how going through it. So that
they're showing it. And then this book came out before Dark Knight, but I bet they would have said then he showed up again in whatever.
They would have added
on. Yeah, they said here's the Joker, right? They would show that Joker. But it was cool. They were showing how many different Batman there were, right?
Yeah, in history.
But anyway, they're just, I can't remember how the book ends. I didn't finish it today, but I just remember there's a lot of confusion about who this guy could be, right? But
So I know, I'm just doing this for fun, so I know how much you like, but what did you guys think of Ben Affleck?
Oh, see?
In the DC ones, the new
iteration. I never saw any of those.
Like Superman when he returns and all that?
No, I never saw it. Did you see those?
I saw the one where he was trying, because he...
Yeah, no, I know.
He was trying to kill Superman.
No, I know. I saw a couple of clips. It looked... The couple of clips I saw where he's in the warehouse fighting, I look.
Yeah, but you guys don't. Cool. You guys don't like.
But he Ben Affleck.
I know. Assassin especially.
20 years ago or so, I blackballed Ben Affleck.
That's what he called Ben Affleck.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I don't watch. I don't watch a flick movies.
I know. I know. I know. That's why I said
probably.
It.
Probably. He just. I don't know. He's got his face. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
He talked like that too.
Yeah,
he
also had that talk. Christian Bale did that.
Bale was the guy.
Yeah,
I wanted to see Nicolas Cage's Superman.
That I've seen those.
That would be interesting. Yeah,
but I want to see. I would have wanted to see an actual movie.
Oh no, I know. Well, that was you know about this story.
Tim Burton
was going to direct him.
Yeah, and it never happened.
Yeah, I saw the costumes. It would have been crazy, because I really liked Tim Burton's idea, because he said, like, he's an outsider, because he's an alien, and he's really kind of a loner and stuff, and I was like, that's kind of weird, but Nick Cage is like, I'll watch it.
Like, I'm
I'll
with watch you guys, so I like Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage is great. Like,
I love him.
I'm with you guys. I can't.
And then they could have got John Travolta as the Joker?
No.
Then they could have switched faces.
No.
Oh, wait. Joker's not
I'm not a fan.
Wait. Who's. I mean, Lex Luthor. That's
it. Yeah. I blacklisted.
Yeah, and then I blacklisted. Could do face, that. Could, yeah, and then he could put Superman's face on, and then Superman could put on Lex Luthor's face. It'd be amazing. A bald Superman.
Man.
Although, remember that
Travolta.
They got Gene Hackman to be.
Gene Hackman was good.
I know.
Gene Hackman was excellent. He was so good.
I can't believe they got him.
He actually scared when he's a villain. He's a villain.
Oh, he's great. Me. Yeah.
He did seem
You know what? He's a scary villain.
Evil, because he seemed like he would just throw anyone under the bus. Like, there's no one. He's loyal to no one.
Yeah.
He'll turn on anyone, and he's like, oh, sorry, your dad.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Even in that, what's that movie called? Tombstone or whatever? What's that?
You're thinking of The Quick and the Dead. You're thinking of Unforgiven.
Unforgiven. He's kicking the tar out of
Bill, English Bill.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey Bill, what you doing here in town?
I hate that scene. It's so scary. I hate it.
It was scary. That movie is into a tar. Amazing.
Now, the other one he was good in, I think it's called Enemy of the State. He was Brill.
Okay, yeah.
Remember when he's a guy behind the scenes and Will Smith is he goes to see it. He played a good character.
I gotta rewatch Crimson Tide and he's in that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw Mississippi Burning not long ago and he's in that and he's fantastic in that.
No, there's some actors that are underrated and he's one guy who's had some good ones.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. Yeah. I love Gene Hackman.
I think we all like him, all agree.
He's gonna die any day now. No, sorry.
Yeah. The Death Pool. The Death Pool.
He's really out there. Like, he's old. I mean he looks frail.
You wouldn't get much points for him.
No, but he's you wouldn't. No. But he is an absolute legend.
No, he is, he's good.
Gene Hackman. They don't make guys like that anymore.
If they had Wolverine movies back in the day, Clint Eastwood would have made a wicked Wolverine.
What? No, he would.
He would.
Oh.
That face and then put his hair up like that.
Maybe, okay. But he's too tall. He's too tall.
I think he can play with that.
Yeah, Gran Torino was good. He was good in Gran Torino. Was it Gran Torino?
Yeah, he's great in everything. Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, the spaghetti westerns.
All the spaghetti westerns
and all that, yeah.
And all the Dirty Harry movies.
Dirty Harry?
Yeah. Every day I've come in this cafe.
He has a patented face.
Too.
Yeah.
Order my coffee back. Today I get a coffee with sugar in it. Yeah. I just came back to find out why.
So good.
Do you have a hammer, Tony?
That face, he's got the patented face, and everyone recognizes
him. It's
amazing. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, that's awesome.
That was just the preamble to the actual show I found in my wallet.
All right.
Yeah. We're going to finish it. We did some of these. It's old Hamilton businesses, but I wanted to go over. There's still some.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
That's a couple of weeks ago.
It's a couple months ago, but but there's some we missed.
All right, that's
good. But I don't remember which ones we missed. So if we do one that we did already, just you could talk about it again, or you could just tell me we did it.
Yeah.
Am I gonna remember?
Yeah, because you remember the one I liked. What's it called? What did I call Don Cherry's place?
Oh, the Grapevine.
Grapes and Things.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, what was it called? The Grapevine. Don Cherry's.
I called it something else.
Was that the tavern? It was called
Grapevine. Yeah, I think Dollarama is there now.
Yeah,
I think the Dollarama
is there. With his walnut and
meat.
It was good. Definitely. I remember that. I had that nice cherry on it and everything.
And they had it on Saturdays, too. They televised it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Ken Neely was there. Come on.
No, he wasn't.
He brought in all the hockey players.
Oh, man.
Ken Neely was there?
A ton, everybody.
That's good, man.
Anybody who was a hockey player was on that show. Interviewed by Don Cherry himself. Every Saturday afternoon, they played it.
Yeah. Dang it. That's one guy I just have nothing but the most respect for.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mr. Cherry.
All right, here's one. Bayshore Hobbies. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bayshore Hobbies.
I miss it. That's all.
I remember that, yeah.
I miss a lot. I remember when it was in Westdale.
It was, that's it. I remember Westdale one.
The old, like, I mean, in the where little the, village. In the little village.
Yes, where the movie theater is.
It was around there. It was on the next block. It was where the barber is now.
And there's
a little art gallery. I think it was the art gallery. But it was in there.
I do remember it.
But then I don't remember that.
Then she moved out to, what's that street called?
Mary Street.
No, with any, you know, where the pools. Where Beverly Hills apartment is.
Oh, Macklin.
Yes, Macklin.
Macklin Street, yes.
Yeah, then she moved out there.
Yeah.
But
didn't they have a warehouse or something on Mary Street? By the
Lion Rampant was the distributor. I think she was involved in that.
I remember Bayshore Hobbies.
Was a distributor.
Mm.
And that's gone, so that could have been on the list.
Yeah.
But it wasn't open to the public. It was just like a...
Yeah.
Bayshore Hobbies, yeah.
Yeah. Book Villa. Yeah. We did that one. That was the one with all the magazines,
mm-hmm.
right? Book Villa. Do you guys remember the Hillcrest?
Yes, yeah. On Concession, yeah.
He's out.
The upper, Concession and Upper Wentworth. Yeah. Upper Wentworth.
Yes, we used to go there for brunches.
Yeah. And then they tore it down.
It had like a wooden exterior or something.
It did. And if you look on the corner, there's still the tiled mosaic that says Hillcrest.
Yeah.
It's a Shopper's.
That was cool.
It's a Shopper's.
Shoppers.
They
changed it.
The Budapest, that closed.
Oh, yeah. John Street.
Yeah, we used to go there all the time.
John Street South.
Remember they bring out the goulash in a little pot?
Oh, it's so good.
With a little flame underneath, and it's burning. So it's a little cauldron, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So what happened was they sold it to, and then this Greek family took it over.
Oh, okay.
And they taught them how to cook in Hungarian style.
Oh.
And they're there for a lot of years, actually. They did well, but then they ended up closing it.
Nothing Hungarian works around here. remember there was that other little shop on James Street?
Cafe.
Across from Video Connection.
Yeah, but that was that was a quick little cafe. Budapest was an
institution. And then there was the one by that, I think it's a bike or coffee shop.
I remember that.
Whereabouts? It's a biker coffee shop. Bartlett Street and James.
What was that good soup they had? Oh, it's so good.
Hollasley.
Yeah.
Oh, the fish soup? The
fisherman's soup.
Stop, I need that.
Oh, you got the nice cod in there? Like, nice.
Oh, stop.
You could go in there for a coffee now. With all the bikers, yeah.
See, I mean, it's spicy.
The authentic one has the head of the fish in it.
And the tail of a donkey.
Nice.
I love it.
All right.
Do you guys remember the old Lime Ridge Mall? Let's try and remember. Like, I mean, it's still the same.
Okay.
But No. I mean, it was Lime Ridge Mall. It's the same.
Same spot.
Why did you say Lime Ridge Mall?
Because, do you remember the old
pre-renovation. Pre-renovation.
With the movie theater. And the arcade.
And
the bathrooms were back there.
Yeah.
So you could go back there and see the...
Yeah.
Remember the arcade, though? And the... Like bubblegum machines and stuff, and then the movie theater. Yeah,
I remember the movie theater.
I missed the movie theater.
Me too.
Yeah, it was good.
Now, you know what?
Screens, but it was great.
That place should have a movie theater in it.
Why not?
There's such a big parking
lot
there.
It's so easy to get to. Yep. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
I
remember David Hasselhoff was on top of Toys R Us.
Yeah, that's right. Well, my dad sure does. He's so mad about that.
Yeah,
Mr. Used, we did. Center Mall, we did that too. Mm-hmm. Harvest Burger, we definitely did.
Mm-hmm.
Licks, did we do Licks? I miss Licks.
No,
whereabouts is that? Queenston?
That was on Upper James.
Upper James by where the Cineplex is.
Yeah, just
there's a Burger King there now.
Yes.
Yes.
Loved it. Used to love Licks.
I do.
Did you guys notice though?
Mm-hmm.
Arnie's, the building's actually torn down now. It's gone.
Yeah.
There's not even a memory now.
Yeah.
It's gone. Arnie's.
Arnie's was awesome.
Arnie's was the place.
Westdale, Main West.
I loved Arnie's so much.
Close to Fortino's.
Man, I wish I could just recreate that.
There used to be, wasn't there like a Chuck E. Cheese there too at one point?
No, I don't think so. No?
No,
that was Arnie's.
A pizza hut beside it.
What was it? Where was the Chuck E. Cheese, guys? Okay.
I don't think.
I don't know.
It's interesting though. I'd like to know.
I just like remember Chuck E. Cheese, some vague memories.
Here's one we were talking about. Just out of the blue, but Li Xin Hua downtown was best Chinese food.
Don't even.
Maybe in
that
the
was a.
It was insane.
When you went in there and it had that nice interior, beautiful,
do you
elegant,
the beautiful script sign.
Yeah, elegant
Li Xin Hua.
The light, that kind of the marble backing on it. Oh,
it was unbelievable.
Oh, you just went in there and. It had the feel of like expensive, but it wasn't.
But the food tasted.
The food was good. For the amount of food and stuff you got, it was a little elevated. It had money, but it was still worth it because it was good quality food. Yeah.
Seinfeld table for four.
Table for four. Nice. Michigan was excellent.
Do you guys remember your place?
Yes, I do.
The Greek, is that a Greek place?
No.
What was it?
It was like a breakfast place.
I remember it.
Whereabouts?
Strathcona, Maine. It's where then Wimpy's came.
Yes.
Yeah, Wimpy's.
Now it's Condo.
I remember your place.
Exactly.
You wanted me that. Your place?
Yeah, exactly. It was right beside the Dairy Queen.
The Dairy Queen's
gone.
Because I live near there.
Yeah, they're
gone. I used to go there. On a whim, I'd be like,
And the Dairy
Pineapple
Queen.
Sunday.
And you got to go up to Golf Links now for the Dairy Queen.
And Dairy Queen was right next to One Stop Variety.
Oh!
No longer there.
That's right. Oh. Exactly.
And it was a good Dairy Queen because it had the burgers. It had the burgers.
Oh, yeah.
And remember that what that old Tim Hortons was? The one beside Dairy Queen? What it was before? Dig deep.
It
was Granddad's Donuts.
Yes.
It was Granddad's. And what was the Indian place? It was...
So there.
Yeah, but what was it? Hutches. That was Hutches.
Was it Hutches?
Remember, they had the sign there and everything. The Hutches. Anyway, we're done.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Von Kaiser, the Dream Machine, and
Vanilla Assassin. And
the Sandman.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
93.3 CFMU, redefining radio in your community since 1978. My name is M. Harrison Shin, and you are with me for the next 30 minutes. During this 30 minutes, I will be your show host, featuring some goodie music from our own database. First album that I'm going to get into is English's...
And now, a CFMU listener love letter.